Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. So not only Dhruva Loka, but the original big Vaikuntha, Mahavaikuntha, is also the original abode of Vishnu. It's in all ways spiritual. Now, this will be corroborated by another statement from another Shastra. Sri Narada Pantaratre Cha Shiva Brahma Narada Samvade Jitam Te Stotre. Also in the Sri Narada Pancharatra, in the Jitam Te Stotra, which is found in the discussion between Sri Brahma and Narada. Okay, it's part of a longer discussion. It's called Jitam Te. Usually in names of books, we don't, you know, they're samasas usually. But here, sometimes a prayer or some other text is named after the first few words, and the words are not, you know, the words are actually declined. That's allowable. Jitam Te Stotra. It's just the name of the stotra. It's considered a samasa. The words are being quoted, so they're not actually considered declined. They're in quote marks. Okay, what is, who's talking, Brahma or Narada? Question. It's a discussion between the two of them. Anyway, I don't even have the Narada Pancharatra here, so I'm not sure. One of them is talking to the other. He says, Loka Vaikuntha Namanam Divyashad Guna Samyutam Avaishnavanam Aprapyam Guna Traya Vivarjitam The world named Vaikuntha is endowed with the six transcendental qualities. Non-Vaishnavas cannot attain it. It is free from the three modes, the three material modes. Okay, by definition, bhaga, the six transcendental qualities are called bhagas. And the person who possesses bhaga is called bhagavan. Now it said that Vaikuntha possesses the six qualities. So that, by strict definition, qualifies it to be called bhagavan. It's not different than bhagavan. Actually, it has the qualities because he's there, and he has the qualities. But anyway, it's not different than him. Continuing, Nitya Siddhaik Samakirnam Tanmayai Pacha Kalikai Sabha Prasada Samyuktam Vanais Chopavanai Shubham. It swarms with eternally liberated persons in all five stages of life. Pancha Kalaka, people from the five times. But that means people of the five stages of human life. And they all appear just like the Lord himself. It contains the royal assembly halls and palaces, and is sanctified by forests and gardens. So Vaikuntha has both urban and suburban facilities, palaces, but also forests and gardens. Vapi kupa tadagaischa vriksha shandai sumanditam aprakritam surai vandiyam ayutarka sama prabhav. It is also nicely decorated with lakes, wells, bathing tanks, and groves of trees. It is completely spiritual, effulgent like tens of thousands of suns, and it receives the praise of the demigods. That's Vaikuntha, according to the Narada Pancharatra. Commentary. Those who are not Vaishnavas, or in other words, most everyone, they are incapable of attaining Vaikuntha. Only the small minority who try to devote their lives to Lord Vishnu have realistic hope of gaining admission. That's counting from the material world. The population of Vaikuntha is much greater than the population of the material world. But among those who are trapped in the material world, who are imprisoned, not many of them can be transferred to Vaikuntha. Or they could theoretically, but not many of them actually do it. Still, Vaikuntha is far from empty, because it doesn't depend to be filled up with people from this world. It swarms with busy residents, enjoying themselves in all stages of life, infancy, childhood, youth, middle age, and old age. There are all varieties of facilities there, both manufactured, like palaces and other buildings, and natural, like forests and lakes. Actually, there's no difference between nature and manufacture in Vaikuntha. It's all manufactured by Krishna's energies. There's no artificial industry. But still, there are urban facilities, buildings, and everything else, vehicles, everything, without any material industry. People are enjoying themselves even in old age. There are certain benefits to old age, like you don't have to work anymore, and people listen to you. The bad downside of old age is you have to get sick and die. But if I could do, you don't have to do that. You can be an old man and boss everybody around, and still you don't have to get sick and die. Okay, so it's life like we know it, but without the imperfections. Questions?
You can have big cities like this world in belongs to management. So is there any management for cities or
yes. We hear some hints of that in Brihad Bhagavatamrita, when Gopakumar is coming to Vaikuntha and he's being told to wait outside. They have to decide about letting him in. You know, that protocol has to be gone through. They have to check his documents and so on. You know, so he's at the customs booth there. Vaikuntha, he's waiting and he's looking and seeing people going in and out. And he's at the gate, one person says, I have to see my supervisor. So he sees the different hierarchies of devotees. You know, and he's even told that they have to check their authority. So they have an authority structure there in Vaikuntha. It's not just Vishnu does all the managing. They have a management there.
It's not that it's done by Yuga Maya or something.
Well, it is, really. Yeah, the devotees are serving Krishna's internal energy there. I don't know if properly you call it Yogamaya in Vaikuntha. Because Yogamaya is specifically appearing in Goloka to make everybody think that Krishna's not God. So the place where he's revealing himself as God, his internal energies are doing all the work, but I don't know if it's properly called Yogamaya. Well, yeah, okay. It's just a matter of terminology, though. Yes?
You said that even though someone get old age, they can stay like without any effort. But how is it possible that in Vaikuntha Loka, you get old age there?
Because it's fun to be old. Also, if you don't have to get sick and die, it's fun to be old. Like it's fun to be too young to go to school. It's fun to be too old to have to work. To be retired is fun if you don't get sick and die. And you're respected because you're an elder. And it's wanted for the variety of Krishna's pastimes. He wants elders, respectable elders there, old people. He even wants cranky old people. It's part of the pastime. They play a part in the pastime. It's for Krishna's pleasure. And so they enjoy giving Krishna pleasure in any role. They even act like demons sometimes, just to give Krishna pleasure. If I could, yeah, they dress up like demons. It said that it's described in Brihad Bhagavatamrita.
It depends on their mood.
It depends on their mood, but their mood is in harmony with Krishna's mood. Yeah, it's, you know, both they want and Krishna wants, and it's in harmony.
But the old age is counted in this poor misery, you know?
In the material world.
In the material world.
Because, one leads to another. In the material world, jara means, see the word dri means to decay. So, getting old and getting weak and getting sick, that's the idea of jara. You can call it that in the spiritual world, but no, you don't fall apart. Your body doesn't collapse as you get old. But in the material world, it's horrible to be old.
How Krishna wants to, someone can be old?
Well, I mean, what's her name? Jatila and Kutila, these are old ladies in Krishna's pastimes. And they can be very cranky and troublesome, but it's part of the pastime. They're contributing to the pleasure. And they're enjoying in their own rasas with Krishna. A special rasa, there's a taste to it, there's an enjoyable taste to it.
More one question that is connected to this subject. Sorry, it's wrong question. It's possible to someone can die also there,
They can pretend, they can only pretend to die, but they can't, nobody can really die there.
Means it's happened.
If you want to die for Krishna, you'll have to come to the material world to do it. Yeah. If you want to be killed by Krishna, maybe three times, you'll have to take birth
In the material world, you get killed by him three times. It doesn't really happen
like
in the spiritual.
Means Krishna want to attend some last ceremony there.
I don't know about that. I think that kind of thing, like fighting with demons, doesn't really happen. They may pretend or think about it, imagine it's happening. But you really want to have, you want to have a real fight, Krishna and his devotees have to come to the material world. You want somebody to really die and have a real funeral, you're going to have to do it here. Maybe they play at it, have a game, pretend someone's dead, and you let them lay there and hold a lily, and then when it's done, they go home. He's not really dead. But if you want somebody to really be dead, then you're going to have to do that in the material world.
I'm not speaking about the fight with Krishna. He's very small, he's very small, and he won't attend. If some people want to join they are going on procession, someone died, after all day, not fighting with Krishna.
But fighting and dying are generally not supposed to happen in Vaikuntha. Okay, they're not supposed to happen. Now you can have, for a game, you can pretend to die. But it's not like dying in the material world. When you die in the material world, at the end of it, you can say, okay, game's over, and you're still alive. Yes?
I heard everybody have permanent eternal soul by Vaikuntha.
Yes?
So if somebody will go to Vaikuntha, maybe he will be a covered boy. And after a couple of years,
you become a cowboy in Goloka.
Cowherd boys, they're growing there or something.
I don't know. I don't know if everybody grows, in the way we do, in a linear way. Some people, maybe somebody does, but others just stay the same age all the time. It doesn't say that there's no growth in Vaikuntha, but it doesn't say that everybody grows, according to specific linear time. That, year's up, now you're a year older. It's not, that kind of law restriction is not there in Vaikuntha. It doesn't have to be like that. You like being 13 years old, you can be 13 years old forever if you want to, if Krishna wants you to. I'm only saying can. I don't know what actually happens there. I don't know. But theoretically, you could change ages or you could stay the same age. Either way, there's no restriction. You get your choice. Or with you and Krishna decide what you're going to do. Yes? Old Krishna? In some avatar? Maybe it's some Shakya Vesha avatar. I don't know. I don't think Narayan ever gets old, or any of the Vishnu Tattva avatars. See, all the benefits of being old is that you're considered a wise, people think you wise because of your experience. Krishna can do that when he's 5 years old. When he's 7 years old, he can talk like an old sage, and all the cowherds are convinced. He doesn't have to get old to get the benefits of being old. So I think that Vishnu in his different forms doesn't get old. There's no use for it. He gets everything you could get by being old without being old. Yes?
I heard in one lecture that everyone in Vaikuntha, in Golokdham, everyone has a perfect age, and from childhood they grow up to death, and they stop there.
It's
they
not there.
They can remain for a long time, but Krishna also have this 16 years.
Okay. That Jaila makes.
Kutila, maybe they are staying for 80 years, but they stop there.
Okay, that sounds reasonable. I'd be convinced if I knew where it was said, but. But okay, then you gradually move up to your perfect age. You don't get older than that.
Sometimes, for example, some of the devotees, especially the mission, you might see somebody who is in some older position. You might see that he is enjoying his
quick.
So you want to be like him?
He might desire to become him, but maybe for some short time.
Anyway, there can be changes of your external form, including your age. What's not supposed to change is your swarupa, your basic attitude, your relationship with Krishna. In that same relationship, you might change your external appearance. You know, temporarily even in Vaikuntha, for a certain purpose, certain pastimes. Yeah, but that's just the form, the appearance. The actual mood, the rasa, shouldn't change. You know, we don't just jump around from one rasa to the other. Yes?
Adit Acharya promotes expansion of Lord Vishnu,
isn't it? Who is?
Adit Acharya.
Yes? He's Vishnu. He's Vishnu Tattva.
So how he becomes
a... Okay, there. Advaita Acharya is old. He's 40 years old in Lord Chaitanya. He's Vishnu. Okay, so at least in Lord Chaitanya's pastimes we have old Vishnu. Okay. Then there's debate over whether he has a beard. Yes?
There is that pastime stated in Bhagavatam that small vatsa, the calf, they get old, they grew, and then they didn't want to go for living Krishna with their mothers. You know? Now that they have that time.
That's in the Prakriti Leela. In Krishna's visible pastimes. When Krishna enters the visible pastimes, he accepts the restrictions of time and space. And all the devotees participating with him, they do get old. And they die. You know, they're living in the material world, they don't live forever. That's when Krishna shows his visible pastimes in the material world. They get shaped and restricted by the laws of time and space. Things happen one after another. And you do get old if you're participating in Krishna's Prakriti Leela. Except, it's said that there was the residents of Dwarka had a special blessing that they never get old. So, Krishna grew to 125 years and then he left his body. But he never looked old. He looked like he was 16. And all the residents of Dwarka were like that also. Even though they were old men, they didn't look old. But they didn't live forever. They all left this world. Okay, let's move on. Okay, some other scriptures talking about the transcendental position of Vaikuntha. Just to get all the evidence we can. Brahmanda Puranicha. Tam Ananta Guna Vasam. Mahatejo durasadam apratyaksham nirupamam paranandam atindriyam. Brahmanda Purana says, it, and that means Vaikuntha, is the residence of unlimited transcendental qualities, brilliantly effulgent and unassailable. You know what assail means? Like you attack some city with your army. Genghis Khan attacking Vienna or whatever. So that's assailing. And Vaikuntha, nobody can attack it. Nobody can lay siege successfully to Vaikuntha. Unassailable. And it cannot be seen with material eyes, apratyaksha. And it is incomparable. Oh, what's that? Near upama. There's nothing that can be compared to it, upama. And it's beyond, it's full of supreme bliss, paranandam, and it's beyond the purview of ordinary senses. Atindriya, beyond the senses. That's Vaikuntha according to Brahmanda Purana. That sounds pretty spiritual. Next, itihasa samuchye mud galopakyane opakyane. In the Itihasa Samuchaya, that's in there, that's found the history of Mudgala. Itihasa Samuchaya, I think, does exist. What it means, the title means, it's an anthology of histories, Itihasa. Itihasa and Purana are the two kinds of literature in Kali Yuga that supplement the Vedas.
So the itihasas are understood epic histories like Ramayana and Mahabharata, but there are also some miscellaneous itihasas, miscellaneous epic histories. And the Itihasa Samuchaya is a bona fide text that is an anthology of miscellaneous itihasa. There's a history about somebody, Mudgala. And there in that history of Mudgala, it is said, Brahmanat sadanad urdvam tadvishno padamam padam shudham sanatanam jyoti parabrahmeti yadviduhu. So Itihasa Samuchaya is not a very often cited authority by our acharyas. It's not considered one of the most important scriptures. But since it's saying something significant about Vaikuntha, Jiva Goswami is quoting it here. He doesn't quote it very often. I don't know if he quotes it ever again in the Sandarbhas. But here it said, above the residence of Brahma is that supreme abode of Vishnu, which the learned know as the pure eternal light, the supreme Brahman. Nirmama, nirmama, nirahankara, nirdvandva ye jitendriya, dhyana yoga paras chaiva, tatra gacchanti sadavaha. Spiritually accomplished persons go there, who are free from possessiveness and false ego, unaffected by dualities, in control of their senses, and devoted to meditational yoga. Okay. Yeah, that's the adhikars, the adhikaris, the persons who are fit to go to Vaikuntha. Yer chanti harim vishnum krishnam jishnum sanatanam narayanam ajam devam vishvasenam chaturbhujam. But it's not enough to have these selfless qualities, control your senses, engage in meditation, meditational yoga. There's a further qualification for getting into Vaikuntha that's required. Necessary. It is the eternal declaration of the Shruti. Where does it say that? Shrutir Esha Sanatana. Oh, I'm sorry, that's the next verse. Okay, there's two verses here. Second verse. Jayanti Purusham Divyam Achyutam Chas Marantiye Labante Te Chyutastanam Shrutir Esha Sanatini. So this is the eternal statement of the Shruti, or the statement of the eternal Shruti. It is the eternal declaration of the Shruti that they achieve this abode of Lord Achyuta, or the abode itself is Achyuta. It's the abode is infallible, or it's the abode of the infallible Lord, Achyuta. Who worship the eternal Lord known as Hari, Jishnu, Vishnu, and the eternal Lord Narayan, the four-armed Lord Vishwaksena. So maybe somebody else is called Hari, or maybe someone else is called Vishnu Sharma, but only one person has all these names. They go there who meditate on that transcendental, infallible person and remember him. So not just be a yogi, but you have to become a devotee. Then you can go to Vaikuntha. Which indicates that it's not a material place. Then in the Skanda Purana, Skande Sri Sanat Kumara Markandeya Samvade. And in the conversation between Sri Sanat Kumara and Markandeya, in the Skanda Purana, okay, again, I presume it's Sanat Kumara talking to Markandeya, but the text doesn't tell us. Yo, Skanda Purana, Yo Vishnu Bhakto Viprindra Shankha Chakradi Chiknikataha Yasayati Vishnu Lokam Vai Daha Pralaya Varjitam. O best of Brahmanas, a devotee of Vishnu who is marked with signs like the conch shell and disc will certainly go to the world of Vishnu, where there is no conflagration of universal annihilation, no fire of universal annihilation. Okay? Vaikuntha doesn't get destroyed. And devotees of Vishnu go there. Actually, here it just says you had to be marked with those signs. That actually is your passport. When you get your stamps, you know, conch shell and disc, that's supposed to be the stubs for your four arms, fourth, second, and third arm, third and fourth arms. And it's like your visa to get into Vaikuntha. Okay. Of course, it's not enough to get stamped. You have to become a pure devotee also. You had a question? Well, let's read the commentary first. Describing Vaikuntha in negative terms. Yeah, Brahmanda Purana tells all the things that Vaikuntha is not. It's not visible, it's not comparable, it's not assailable. It's beyond the senses. These are negative descriptions. Describing Vaikuntha in negative terms, the Brahmanda Purana talks of the inability of materially conditioned souls to approach it. The Mudgala Upakhyana gives liberal conditions for attaining Vaikuntha. One must only worship Vishnu, think of him, or remember him. Even though it's invisible and all these problems about Vaikuntha, you can't see it, you can't obtain it, it's unassailable. But anyway, if you just worship Vishnu, think of him, or remember him, you can get in. Three levels of devotees follow these practices. The lowest worship the Lord formally. The middle class devotees meditate on him with concentration. And the more advanced remember him spontaneously in the depths of their hearts. That's why there's mention of three different activities here. Jayanti Purusham. Smarantiye. There's three things. Archayanti, first activity, just worship formally with rituals. And then Dhyayanti, focus your mind on him. And then Smaranti, actually remember his activities. The lowest class devotees can worship him. The medium devotees can start to seriously think about him. And the perfect advanced devotees actually remember his pastimes. The Skanda Purana speaks even more liberally, offering Vaikuntha to those who merely wear the external signs of a Vishnu devotee. So that doesn't necessarily mean they obtain it, they can get in right away. Someone could die and say, well, look, I got the stamps. And they'll tell you, well, okay, but you're not ready yet. Go back and become a pure devotee and come back with your stamps. It lets you in, but it doesn't say when. Okay, questions? Yes?
So, if they have four signs, so...
Usually two. You get two stamps. Club, conch and...
Disc.
A disc. Yeah.
Means two extra arms.
Yes, you already got two arms. Yeah. But they give you two more. Well, in our sampradaya, we don't practice actual stamping. I think Gopal Bhatta Goswami told us we don't have to do it, or some authorities told us not to do it, or we don't have to do it. Maybe because we don't really want forearms anyway. We put the names of the Lord on our forehead, marked with tilak instead of stamping ourselves with a hot iron brand. It actually doesn't hurt. It's just like
being touched by a piece of incense, it doesn't really hurt very much. They do it very fast. When they stamp you, yes. Sorry.
I remember that for Senator Chiu, Senator Wood, he wrote this article, Panchen Samskara, and he writes there that this science is not just external science. He refers to them to become like more mature, more mature, for them to become pride, and like, I don't know,
So it's really something going on internally.
Yes, it's really internal things. So it seems that to be marketed this science,
must mean that you've already achieved this level of internal organization. In this case, it would be too easy. Just to get the stamps, yeah. See, some scriptures are describing the Pancharatra process. And the person, it's curious that the person who, by the Pancharatra definition, is a Mahabhagavat, that he has all the external signs, is a Kanishta Bhakta in the Bhagavat system. It's like the top of the line in the Pancharatra system is just the beginning, the lowest stage of the Bhagavat process. We understand there's got to be internal cultivation also.
First
station, but which is
then.
Oh, I
don't know.
Yeah.
Have you talked to Gopinath? Okay, I wanted to ask if it's Vishvakshena or Vishvaksena?
It's Sena, it's not Ksha. It's a KS. Usually, the rule is that Sha following Ka becomes Sha, right? There's a rule. But this is an exception. It's supposed to be a general rule that the sha following a ka has to become sha. And Jiva Goswami recognizes it as a separate phoneme, a separate letter, sha, in the alphabet, the 51st letter. But there's this one word, and maybe one or two others, that breaks the rule. You have a dental S following a K and it stays dental. Here it's because it's a samasa. And one word is Vishwansh in all directions, which by Sandhi becomes Vishwak, followed by Sena. And maybe because it's the beginning of another word, therefore there's no Sha?
Yeah, it's just another in the beginning of Vishwansh.
Yeah, because it's the beginning of the word, Sena, army. It's the person who's got his army everywhere. It's a name of Vishnu, but it's also the name of Lord Narayan's general, who commands the armies of Vaikuntha. He's called Vishvaksena. So he's one of the associates of Vishnu also, even though it's Vishnu's name first. Vishvaksena is one of the devotees of Vishnu, the general of his army. Okay, now we move to the next paragraph. Okay, now some analysis of these verses. Oh, more questions. Okay, go ahead. These are the five, and tapa is like, tapa is the burning of the brand, but it's also the remorse you feel for your previous material activities. That's the internal tapa. Yeah,
Rabbi. I have a question concerning what Sarvagyapa who mentioned about these external and internal states that will make one go to Vaikuntha. For example, there is this wound mentioned by Bhakti Das in the scripture. So is there also some internal consideration coming to that, like small prints, or can we take it as such?
Well, sometimes there's hidden stipulations, because it's easy to go buy 10 rupee tulsi mala and wear it when you die, and never do anything else right. I don't know how it is, but I don't think you could get it if I could have just by doing that. And yeah, you got an answer?
I remember one story about this. So she, on the way, she was driving the car, and and he has a car incident. So he will overtake and he has next to him his small child, and then went to get an engine, and he got Prince Mouse with his name. So the small child, he took the Prince Mouse, and he tore it away. Then he understood that. He didn't die at that time. Then he understood that it was a chip.
Krishna would just arrange for your Tulsi Mala to be removed. Yeah, sometimes when you're in a hospital, they make you take it off for an x-ray or something.
So in this way, maybe we can understand that even if someone was externally behaving like a complete karma for his whole life, but that is a Tulsi Mala he must have had in his previous life. So
well, especially that, I can understand going to Vaikuntha, but it says right away to Vaikuntha, then I have to wonder whether it should be taken literally. Yeah, someone can be promised it, but it doesn't say when. But if it says when, then something has to be understood in some special sense. Yes?
You can see that not many people wear Tzimbalas in the rest of the world, but in India, sometimes,
in
the rest of the world,
in the USA or in our country, yeah. Sometimes they sell them as jewelry. Sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they make fancy jewelry with Tulsi mixed in with it. Yeah. Sometimes. Yeah.
I have a question, though. You mentioned that we can't see with these material eyes, Vaikuntha Loka.
Yes.
And there's one story about Chatush Kumar, they went there and they cursed Jai Vijay.
Yes.
And they saw Vaikuntha Loka.
Because they were Brahmaputta, they were perfect Brahmavadis. So they were liberated. They weren't devotees, but they were liberated. So their eyes were purified. And by the special mercy of the Lord, they actually could see and enter Vaikuntha. But they were as qualified as an impersonalist could be. And they were fully liberated. So therefore, they didn't have any ordinary obstacle to seeing Vaikuntha. And it's just the Lord's pleasure that he revealed himself and gave them devotion. He was satisfied with them. Yes?
Is it possible to see Vaikuntha and be on the ground of the platform but not feel attracted to Vaikuntha?
Yes.
Taste,
you can also get some special glimpse of Vaikuntha. Vaikuntha is replicated on the altar. You see the altar, it's like Vaikuntha, or even a community of devotees where they're very advanced. Materialists can see them and they can sense there's something special, but it's just, it's special mercy for them that they can see the replica of Vaikuntha, or a painting of Vaikuntha, or a literary description of it, and feel some attraction, but they don't actually enter there. Maybe someday in the distant future they will, because they became a little attracted. So Vaikuntha can show itself in descriptions and books and in pictures and in certain special atmospheres. And materially people, some of them get attracted, some of them aren't at all attracted because of their sinfulness. When the devotees are performing Harinam Kirtan in public, that's a manifestation of Vaikuntha. Some people are attracted, a lot of people aren't, and don't care. Okay. Don't really have much time, because I'm supposed to stop on time today. Anyway, any other questions? We won't move further. It'll take too long to go to the next paragraph. Okay, anyway, just moving back, the whole picture here is that this book, Bhagavad Sandarbha, we're trying to understand what is Bhagavan, and how does the Bhagavatam reveal Bhagavan to him, to us? What does it tell us about Bhagavan? Main thing to understand is that he's a person, but he's the Supreme Absolute Truth. Supreme Absolute Truth is not like what things we know in this world. The imperfections and the limitations and causes of disappointment of the material world are not there in the Absolute Truth. Absolute Truth is the source of all satisfaction. And as Bhagavan, that Absolute Truth is the Supreme Person. Everything about him is purely spiritual, including his body. We had a long discussion of that. And now discussion of how the place where he lives is purely spiritual. And it can be entered, you can get entrance to it, but you have to have special qualifications. You have to become devoted to enter Vaikuntha. After this, there'll be discussed about something about the devotees of and associates of Bhagavan, how they are purely spiritual too. That will be discussed. Okay. Anything else? Okay, we'll stop here for today. Thank you. All glories to Srila Prabhupada, Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.